So now the business could say, we had 46 complaints, 42 were on proposals. Let's find out what's going on. And maybe you get over there and you find out, you know, this person's working 14 hours a day, you know, trying to get these proposals out, and you need to add somebody in there, you need to change their systems. But now the business can look at it in a professional fashion. So you need to track your complaints by categories and keep them, and then just, you know, put a little crosshatch, you make a piece of paper and you put in one complaint, two complaints, that sort of thing. If you got a lot of complaints, you need to track them. And 1 week a quarter is helpful. Then over time, you can say, last quarter, our complaints, we had 72 complaints. This quarter, we have 55 complaints, so they're going down, which is a good thing. And, you know, we had, out of the 70 complaints we had 45 of them associated with misshipments or something like that. You know, so now you can start to see trends in that, and that's the key. Okay, let's move over to page 46. Recommended ways to repair damaged relationships. If possible, visit the customer in person, or get somebody to go over there and visit the customer in person. Be proactive. You know, put on your Outlook to call them every 4 weeks or something like that, and just checking, you know, Joe, calling you up just to see how things are going. And everything okay over there? You got those okay? Is there any other things coming down that you want us to look at? And assign past angry customers to a relationship improver. Like, you know, one time, we don't sell a lot of tapes. And so I don't go after selling these things, to be honest. But, you know, I mean, I take orders for them. But we had these plastic boxes. Now we sell more CDs than we do these. But you can see how this thing's starting to tear. You see that right there? You know, and we had these. And even when we were putting them together, we do this a couple times, and the things would break in half. So I called up the people that sell this to us. And they have a manufacturer that makes them for them. And I was surprised, like about 2 weeks after I complained about this thing, I got a call from the vice president of manufacturing at some company that made those things. And the guy was saying, look, I'm so sorry you have problems with this. We have a die that comes down and makes a fold, and maybe the die was set. We're changing the design, we're doing this and that. He goes, I'd like to send you some samples of our new process, which I thought was so cool, you know. So I said, sure. So the guy sent me some samples. And about a week after that, I got a call from a company that makes those boxes, because they found us on our website that we have, you know, tapes and cassettes and boxes and stuff like this. And they wanted to sell us new stuff, which I'm guessing if this guy didn't call me, I probably would have said, sure, I'm not happy with my present supplier. But, you know, so a solution developer existed, and that is that this manufacturing vice president called up, sent me some samples, and we've been continuing to buy from them ever since. So, here's my page. Oh, I thought I had it. Yeah. Having someone assigned with little authority can make things happen, and assigning a relationship improver with some authority can be very helpful. Making it right. Provide retribution. So look, we found out, Sharon, that we shipped you the wrong parts on that. Now we're really sorry about that. I know we got you the new ones and so on. And you know, sometimes it's hard to send cash back and forth, you know.
Right.
So that's not going to work. But you know what? We want to get it right for you. So the next time you order something from, we're just going to give it to you. So, you know,
okay.
You know that might, and that might be the right thing. If we shipped you the wrong stuff out to a rig and you were down 10 grand, that's pretty significant. And we caused it, so we want to get it right. So now you got to remember, if I send you free actuating screws, you know, we may charge you $4,000 for these actuating screws. They might cost us $1,000, you know, to make them, you know, or whatever. So if I give you them, it's worth $4,000 to you, but it only costs me $1,000.
Right.
So stuff that we sell, is a lot cheaper for us because the profit is in there, you know. So we can give things away. So just remember, things that you sell are cheaper for you, or free if they're obsolete. And sometimes you could have some obsolete stuff laying around. You just want to get rid of it. And giving them something that may be useful to them could have value to the customer. Okay, let's go over to page 47. Abusive callers. I love this. I had a friend that was... worked for Detroit Edison, and she was always getting calls, you know, from customers screaming, "You turn my electricity off," and they were always screaming and yelling, you know, cursing and all this kind of stuff. So I have firsthand knowledge in this area of dealing with abusive. For me personally, I love abusive callers. I love them because I can handle them. You know, I put them through my phone psychology process that calms them down, and I don't get offended by words. I don't. I mean, you F me this all day long, so I don't have a problem with that at all. No big deal at all. I'm not going to be offended by words. If I was, I wouldn't be in this business. So, you know, first of all, I got to get my own head straight here that abusive callers, nobody's going to berate me and belittle me, though, however. I'm not going to stand for that. So what we recommend is, of course, you know, getting that phone psychology thing memorized so you got all those different steps ready to go and in the right sequence and with the right words. And then say, you know, "Mr. Green, I'm so sorry this has happened, but you know what? I need your help so that I can help you.